This is AI Daily, episode 44, focusing on AI innovation and R&D strategies.
Today, we're exploring how organizations are structuring their research and development programs to drive breakthrough innovations while maintaining competitive advantages in October 2025's rapidly evolving AI landscape.
Alex, what's fascinating about AI R&D right now is that we're seeing a fundamental shift from traditional research approaches. Corporate AI R&D spending has increased 127% year over year, reaching $89.2 billion globally this month. But it's not just about the money. It's about how organizations are strategically structuring these investments.
Exactly, Sarah. The successful organizations aren't just throwing resources at AI research. They're building sophisticated R&D frameworks that balance exploratory research with commercial applications. MIT Technology Review's October 2025 analysis shows that leading companies are organizing their AI research into three distinct portfolios: breakthrough research for 3 to 7 year horizons, applied research for 1 to 3 year commercialization, and rapid innovation for 6 to 18 month market deployment.
That portfolio approach is crucial, Alex. Let's dive into the strategic frameworks that are working. The first element is research infrastructure strategy. Organizations are realizing that AI R&D requires fundamentally different infrastructure compared to traditional software development.
And Sarah, what's interesting is how organizations are approaching the talent challenge. AI research talent acquisition costs have increased 89% due to competitive market dynamics. But the smart companies aren't just competing on compensation.
That's a key insight, Alex. Let's talk about innovation management methodologies, because coordinating complex AI research initiatives requires sophisticated project management approaches.
Right, Sarah. Traditional project management doesn't work well for AI research because you're dealing with fundamental unknowns, breakthrough discoveries that can change project direction, and research timelines that are inherently uncertain.
And Alex, the cross-functional coordination aspect is critical. AI research can't happen in isolation. It requires close collaboration between research teams, engineering teams, business units, and even legal and ethics teams to ensure that research directions align with commercial opportunities and organizational values.
Absolutely, Sarah. Let's discuss technology transfer processes, because this is where many organizations struggle.
The key insight there, Alex, is that successful technology transfer doesn't happen by accident. Organizations are building structured processes for moving AI research from laboratory concepts to production-ready solutions.
And Sarah, what's particularly interesting is how organizations are thinking about intellectual property strategy. AI research generates unique IP challenges. Everything from algorithmic innovations to training methodologies to novel applications.
That brings us to partnership strategies, Alex, because no organization can do AI research in isolation.
Right, Sarah. We're seeing organizations participate in industry consortiums, collaborate with startups, and contribute to open source research initiatives.
Let's talk about funding models, Alex, because AI research requires substantial and sustained investment.
And Sarah, the performance measurement challenge is significant. How do you evaluate R&D success when you're dealing with long research timelines, uncertain outcomes, and breakthrough discoveries?
That's crucial, Alex. McKinsey's October 2025 research emphasizes that successful AI R&D requires both quantitative and qualitative assessments.
Now let's address innovation culture, Sarah, because R&D success ultimately depends on fostering environments where researchers can do breakthrough work.
The organizations excelling at this, Alex, are building cultures that celebrate both successes and intelligent failures.
And Sarah, what's interesting is how organizations are balancing open research with competitive advantage.
Let's discuss risk management for innovation, Alex, because AI research involves unique risks.
Organizations are developing comprehensive risk assessment frameworks, Sarah. They're using techniques like research portfolio diversification, stage gate decision processes, and scenario planning.
That brings us to organizational structure, Alex. How do you organize for AI innovation?
The successful approaches, Sarah, tend to have clear governance structures that coordinate between centralized research and distributed application while maintaining both research excellence and commercial relevance.
Let's address the global competition aspect, Alex. AI research has become a national and corporate strategic priority.
That's driving organizations to think strategically about their research positioning, Sarah.
As we look toward the future of AI R&D, Alex, what trends are shaping the landscape?
We're also seeing the emergence of AI research platforms that enable more efficient research collaboration.
And Alex, the sustainability aspect is becoming crucial.
So to summarize for our listeners, successful AI R&D requires strategic portfolio management, sophisticated talent strategies, effective technology transfer processes, strategic partnerships, diverse funding approaches, comprehensive performance measurement, innovation-friendly cultures, intelligent risk management, and organizational structures that balance research excellence with commercial relevance.
Tomorrow, we'll explore AI partnership and ecosystem building, examining how organizations are developing strategic alliances and collaborative relationships to accelerate AI innovation and expand market reach.
This has been AI Daily, Episode 44 on AI innovation and R&D strategies. Keep innovating responsibly.